We have our collection.
The sound of lab director Jerry Gertz's voice resonates in the hallway. The lab is eerily quiet, with plain beige walls and windows that look into many of the lab areas.
We have three chemistry-related units, drug chemistry, toxicology, and trace chemistry. And we have a DNA unit. And then we have four other units that are in some of the more traditional crime lab disciplines.
One unit that is unique is the firearms unit, led by Bill Newhouse. Newhouse says despite what television shows may depict, he spends more time working with the microscope than shooting off guns.
If I get a case in with one gun, maybe the only thing I fire that day, I may have a case in with four or five guns, and I'll have to fire them all, and then I spend a lot of time on the microscope, too. And then I also do tool mark cases that take a lot of time. It really is a wide variety, and you can't figure one day is like any other.
Gertz says the two largest units at the crime lab are drug analysis, which has the most cases, and DNA analysis, which employs the most workers. Despite the number of DNA analysts, however, this unit is where the backlog is centered. Gertz says the backlog stems partly from the number of samples sent in for each case.
Basically, you have to find a sample before you can analyze the sample. That sometimes is where an agency doesn't know what to collect and they just collect everything. So they'll send in hundreds of samples and we have to find out which of those samples are viable.
Gertz also says that the caseload has increased faster than the resources to the lab have. He says this caused the backlog to increase rather than decrease after the renovations were made. Despite Gertz's analysis of the backlog, Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager is being charged with mismanaging the lab by her Democratic primary opponent, Kathleen Falk.
When I see problems growing, I don't say this is the only amount of resources we have and can't do more.
By Republican challenger Paul Bucher.
The crime lab backlog has skyrocketed under the watch of this attorney general, and I hold her responsible for that.
And by Republican challenger J.B. Van Hollen.
Quite obviously, we need a change. Our current attorney general has lost the priority of the office.
All four candidates have differing ideas of how to eliminate the backlog. Van Hollen says the lab needs to be made more efficient. Bucher says accused criminals should have to pay for their lab work to increase funds to the lab. Both Democrats say the lab needs more money from the state legislature, but they disagree on how it should be managed and by whom. Crime lab administrators have their own plans for eliminating the backlog. Mike Bauer works for Lautenschlager in the State Department of Justice and is a spokesman for the crime lab. Bauer says that despite the increasing backlog, the crime lab has become more productive and will continue to be.
From 2003 to 2005, the number of cases that the crime lab closed, in other words, its productivity, was 5% higher than the three previous years. So we're starting to see, A, people are working harder, but B, the new facilities are starting to pay off.
Lautenschlager announced last week that 12 more DNA analysts will be hired, adding to the four that began training this year. Bauer adds that the lab will soon use robotics to streamline at least part of DNA analysis. One question that remains, however, is whom this increased production will occur under. After tomorrow's primary, the race will narrow down to two candidates. But with issues as large as the crime lab being put on the table, that doesn't mean the race will quiet down anytime soon. This is Kristen Chipkowski, Wisconsin Public Radio.